Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, I saw this headline. All right, let me read this headline to you, okay? Petitioners rally after med student post delivery room selfie next to woman's vagina. What? What are you guys doing? Listen, I can't sit here and defend the medical community. And I can't sit here and try to encourage people to trust their doctor and their intern and their medical student when we have doofuses doing stupid stuff like this. What are they thinking? Apparently, women's activists are speaking out after a medical student in Venezuela posted a selfie next to a woman's vagina in the delivery room after giving birth. More than 5,000 people have signed a petition calling for disciplinary action against Danielle Sanchez, the student studying obstetrics who posted the image on his Instagram page 2 weeks ago. The account has since been sent to private as opposed to public. Jesus Rakoy, founder of the Roses Revolution, created the Change.org petition calling for punitive measures. The Roses Revolution is a global organization working to end obstetric violence. According to Vice, Sanchez and Rakoy communicated via email and apologized for any offense while denying he took the picture. Sanchez further argued the woman in question is respected because you cannot see her genitals or her face, and that she gave consent. So I'm a little confused, okay? Was there a body part in the picture or not? They say, so I don't know. You know, when you see a headline, you have to kind of read deeper going, was it really a look at me, you know, while she's in the stirrups? But no, it doesn't sound like it is. Sounds like she was covered up. And yes, I mean, you know, you stand next to a bunch of people and one kneels down, somebody could say that he had his picture taken next to somebody's private parts, but they're all standing there in clothes. I gotta look a little deeper into exactly why the headline is so adamant about there being, you know, a body part in the picture that was assumed to be undressed. They say the case is at hand only one example of controversial images health professionals have taken in the delivery room and shared online. In 2012, doctors in Peru posted on Facebook an equally questionable photo of a naked woman after a cesarean section during the post-birth stitching of her perineum. Now, what's interesting about that is C-section, we usually have to sew up the abdominal pelvic area, but the perineum, which is kind of the area between the vagina and the rectum, that area doesn't really get affected as much in the C-section as much as it does with the vaginal delivery. So I'm not exactly sure. And we'll get why are we taking pictures? In 2014, Joan Rivers' physician allegedly took a selfie in the procedure room of the late comedian while she was sedated. So, all right, what are you guys doing here, okay? I mean, see, when I was in training, you didn't really have cell phones. We had beepers. You know, cell phones were just starting to come out. They were expensive. And I didn't get a cell phone till I think by the time I was graduating medical school, I think, And I don't know. I still don't even think I had a cell phone actually with me. It was definitely way before smartphones were out. And, you know, you just had your beeper. I remember my beeping sound was dun 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 dun, and it would wake me up in the middle of the night for, I don't know, nights upon nights and years. I hated that beeper. I wanted to flush that beeper down the toilet. I couldn't stand the beeper. So I'm glad we have phones now. But what is it about the selfie? Why is it so popular? Why is it? Okay, well, one thing I think, and I've noticed with selfies, I was never going to take a selfie. I don't like taking pictures of myself. I don't like the way I look. I never have. You know, I think my nose is too big. I think I have too much facial hair. Every now and then you could see a boogie. You know, I really don't want to look at myself. But the very first time I took a picture and I played around with it and I was like, oh, wow, I actually look a little good at this angle. You realize that you can now manipulate the way people see you. That is a fascinating concept. The other real fascinating concept is you get to spread the word, or you get to force on other people your image, your story, your news on Facebook or Twitter. True, they could delete you. All right, but you become an instant star. You become an instant reporter. You become an instant mini celebrity. When you post a picture of you next to that deer you just shot, or that picture of you next to Jeb Bush, or that picture of you in an OR, right, having done a phenomenal surgery, and people like the Quan, people like the attention. Now we have all these mini celebrities. I'm just as guilty. You know, I ate a bowl of Lucky Charms and there was only a little baby crack of a marshmallow left and I had to post that picture. And posting a picture made me dominate that news circuit for maybe a millisecond. The power. So doctors are supposed to be, you know, a little bit more immune to the whole celebrity status thing. You know, so you saved another life. It's what we do. Right? Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. We save lives, no biggie. I mean, we don't got to make a news story out of it. But apparently people, you know, their friends get attention. Their wives are looking at other husbands on Facebook. Why not put your picture on there? Just, can I ask, please don't have anybody's genitalia or any patients in the picture. It makes those doctors look stupid. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current action. accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. I'm sorry, I got to plug in my smartphone. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You see what I'm doing? I'm plugging in my smartphone. I'm plugging the phone because I'm getting low on battery. And in case I get a tweet, I need to be ready. Hold on. I cannot. There. Okay, there we go. Good. I'm charging. Oh, I was getting very antsy that I was running a cell phone service. Very, very antsy. This is an interesting email. Anonymous. I have to read this to you, okay? Doctor, I know this doesn't sound like a medical problem, but I have a question. My doctor asked to be a Facebook friend, and I accepted a while back. I should have said a Facebook friend a while back. She goes, I'm single, and he is recently divorced. I don't think I like him in that way yet, but he seems to be very active on my timeline. Ooh, liking everything I post. I'm assuming it's she. Does this sound strange? I feel he's very friendly and maybe wants a relationship at the most. But I'm not sure if I should talk to him about it. He's a good doctor and takes care of my family. I'd hate to make him upset and have to find a new doctor. Yeah, see, I start getting the whole creep vibes from that. But here's the thing, okay? It's because in my state, you're not supposed to be discussing medical type issues with patients. The medical board, I think, I'm trying to remember if it was the medical board or if it was like the Clark County Medical Society, had urged doctors to not solicit patients as Facebook buddies. I don't remember which, you know, agency or group had recommended that. And I remember finding myself in a little bit of a predicament because most of my Facebook connects are people who listen to the show. And then people who listen to the show have been Facebook buddies and like, you know what, I can't get in with my doctor for 3 months, I'm going to come and see you. And so I consistently on my Facebook say, okay, look, don't talk about on Facebook if you're coming to see me, if you want to be, remember, there's privacy. If Facebook has gotten hacked, you saying you want to see me as a patient just now, you know, hurts your privacy, that now people know that you are a possible patient of mine. You know, so it was kind of one of those things where I don't know what to do. And I was advised, look, just don't talk about anything medical. You know, if your patients want to connect with you on Facebook and they want to, you know, be a friend, it's okay. Just don't let them, discuss anything medical. So anytime a patient, you know, decides, and I don't even realize that they're, you know, that they, you know, had become a patient after the show or whatever, and they're like, oh, by the way, I'd like my lab results. I'm like, can you please call the office? You know, and the office talks to them from there. So then I get that. You know, people like having access to their doctor. It's really, really cool. And trust me, me being on Facebook. And you know, it's kind of, I kind of feel bad for my patients because here I am answering your medical questions. All right. You'll on the internet, or you'll send me an email, or you'll send me a tweet, or you'll send me a Facebook message going, what does it mean when the ALT liver enzyme is high? And I answer medical questions. I've been doing that for free for years. And so it's kind of nice to have a doctor at your fingertips. Yes, eventually I am going to charge for it because this is getting ridiculous. I'm up all night answering you guys' medical questions. But you know what? For now, I find it fun. It's okay, but it is. It's tiring. So my non-patients get to have me give a medical opinion, right? You know, and answer a medical question, ask the doctor. But my patients don't get that. You see, once you're a patient, okay, any Facebook relationship is going to be very, very different. It has to be. I cannot violate your privacy, assuming Facebook has all their, security in a row. So now you have a doctor, right, that's kind of liking everything you post. All right, well, you know, it all depends how you interpret that. You know, maybe that's his way of connecting with his patients. Okay, you know, maybe his take is, look, you know, I'm the family doctor. You know, you're writing about, you know, the dog or the kid. You know, the kid just made the football team. I'm this kid's doctor. I think it's awesome. I'm going to like it. You know, so it may be very, very innocent. But if you're kind of getting the heebie-jeebies, okay, you know, then that relationship you have with your doctor is not a good doctor-patient relationship. Okay, you need your doctor objective. Everybody wants their doctor to love them and to like them and treat them like their sister or their brother. You do not, trust me, you do not want to be, in my eyes, the way I treat my brothers and sisters. I yell at them. I smack them up. I wedgied them. I wet willied them. My brothers and sisters hate me. I am such a witch. I don't mean to be. It just, they make me mad. So get that out of your head. When you guys say, so Dr. Dahlia, what would you do for your sister? Okay. You know what? I was jealous of my sister for years. She used to pull my hair. All right. If you want to know what I would do with my sister, I would drop her off at, I don't know, Timbuktu, right? And tell her to go fly a kite. All right. Again, love my sister, but so don't be asking me to treat you as if, okay, you want me to treat you like a patient. because what I do with my patients is a very meticulous, breath-holding, praying, asking for divine intervention type of treatment for my patients. And that's what you want. So, you know, if you feel like there's going to be some lack of that, you know, well, he really, really likes me. And he thinks I'm pretty. And he's getting all goo-goo-eyed, googly-eyed. That's not, you know, he shouldn't be your doctor. You also want to maybe double check, you know, if you are interested in dating your doctor. And I know a lot of us look sexy, okay? And I never recommend you date your doctor, okay? If they're not your doctor and the efficient time has passed where they aren't going to lose their license, I think I don't really know the rules because it doesn't really apply to me, but I think you have to, in Nevada, not be a patient for at least 2 years, maybe 3 years, okay? So a doctor can't say, all right, I'm firing you as my patient, now go out with me Saturday night. I don't think that works. But again, I have to double check the rules. Like I said, it really doesn't apply to me because I'm married. You know, and if my husband saw me look that up, when can I date a patient? He'd be like, what? So no, I don't really search this stuff. Okay, you know what I mean? Again, my search history is public knowledge, okay? I'm just going to let one of you guys tell that to me. I don't want my husband getting all antsy, okay? I'm not leaving him. Trust me, there's no way I'd find another man. No way I'd leave my husband. No way. Okay, you think somebody wants this? Please. All right, so if you're interested and you want to date your doctor, one of you guys had been interested in one of your doctor's nurses, be careful, guys. Okay, I understand you don't meet a lot of people, and, you know, we in the medical field appear pretty sexy, but no, be careful. And make sure that the medical board doesn't have certain rules and regulations. But, you know, how would you do that? I mean, how would you? I like to talk about everything. I don't like to let a subject not be talked about. So I guess I would, at the next face-to-face, because I could pick up a lot of facial clues, okay? I'm pretty good at that. So I would probably, at the next interaction with the doctor, going, you know, hey, doctor, you know, you're on Facebook now. Yeah. Are you guys allowed? I heard, you know, I don't want to get you in trouble. I heard, you know, you're I know we're supposed to be careful talking to you. Oh, no, that's fine, you know. And if he responds like, proud of your kid, good job, you know, et cetera. But if he kind of goes, no, you know, there's just certain people I like to connect with. This guy's making the moves, and he's not supposed to. Okay, not supposed to. Most states have some rules and regulations about there being that separation. And, somebody out there may say, but Dahlia, what about love? You can't stop love. Okay, if two people want to be in love, they should be able to let it happen. I love that idea in theory, but every now and then you hear one of these pop-up, you know, rare bad apples out there that are predatorially stalking, you know, victims within their workplace or possible patients. And, you need to, as a patient, be aware. All right. So I don't really recommend or encourage or want those types of relationships to flourish. It kind of is creepy. Now, one of you had asked about your employer looking at your Facebook. When we come back, I want to just talk a little bit about that. I also want to talk about a leukemia charity that has been found to use less than 1% of the funds for actual patients. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Got some breaking news. Apparently, the Kepler telescope may have discovered a new Earth-like planet. NASA's Kepler's mission team revealed during a teleconference that an alien planet similar to Earth named Kepler-452b has been discovered in the habitable zone of a sun-like star. The planet was called a bigger, older cousin to Earth. They are going to announce this new discovery to the world, which I already just found out about. And the $600 million Kepler mission aims to survey, apparently it was launched a few years back to survey the Milky Way for nearby Earth-like planets. So in case, you know, every one of us wants to kind of leave because of Obamacare, we have another place we could go to. They say so far more than 1,000 quote-unquote alien worlds have been discovered. Scientists and space enthusiasts alike are speculating that the announcement will reveal the discovery of the most Earth-like alien planet yet found, But I don't know if we could live on this thing. According to space.com, let me see. Now they're just talking about who are the participants in this study. I'll keep you guys posted. A new Earth planet. Wow. Earth-like planet, huh? I gotta tell you, the second they make that Disneyland on that one, I want to go. Yeah, but I want to get there early. I want to camp out. That's pretty exciting. Habitable zone. That's awesome. Okay. Really quickly, we started the show today talking about that medical student that posted a selfie next to a patient. Okay? And we've kind of progressed to now employee rights. And there's a law, a newly enacted statute that took place in July in Virginia that prohibits Virginia employers from requiring current or prospective employees to disclose their social media account usernames or passwords to add an employee supervisor or administrator to the list of contacts. So the law is trying to provide some safety for employees who are getting berated and bullied into giving their social media information to the employer. Now, when you read this and you're like, okay, well, good. You know, employees need to be protected. And you're like, gosh, employers out there are real jerks. But we need to stop and see what's happening on the other side. Why is this even an issue? Is it because we have all these employers who are out of control and they are control freaks and they want to dig into your personal life? Well, let's go back to the first story of the day. All right. This didn't happen in an American institution, although the Joan Rivers selfie did. And trust me, the whole place is going down with the ship on that one. But if you have an employee, all right, or a medical student, or whatever type of business you have, posting something inappropriate on social media, you're liable. So if an employer has to make sure that your company's confidential information is kept private, the company is going to have a policy to make sure that their information is not being put out there. Like, for example, let's say a star, okay, goes into one of the Hollywood hospitals. I'm not going to name one, okay? And a nurse took care of that movie star. That nurse decides to take some selfies and post it all over her private Facebook account. Now, and that star doesn't know that that happened. Who is going to be sued? The nurse or the hospital? So you see how this is a situation, this is another example of how we have a huge infrastructure of and a huge, you know, behavior pattern of social networking and pictures and post-its, etc., but we don't have the infrastructure. So employers are not supposed to be, you know, snooping, okay, for right? But how do they protect themselves? Another issue from an employer, because I have the same policy with my staff. Don't friend me on Facebook. I don't friend you. Your private life is your private life. But what if they are out there on their social media going, we just saw so-and-so, because I do see celebrities in my office. I'm liable for that. So how do I know if they're doing that or not? If I'm not supposed to, I mean, again, I'm taking the high road going, look, you got your privacy. I don't even want to know your, and I don't. That's their private, but, you know, all of a sudden you're as a employer going, oh, crap. What if they're doing that? I need to know. That's some scary stuff. So, you know, trying to be cool and trying to be employee friendly, is not going to protect you. And now another issue is, you'll have an employee, let's say, do something that is inappropriate. Okay, let's say drunk driving or they, for example, let's say you have an employee that is a driver for you. Okay, and unfortunately they get into a real bad accident drunk. And somebody claims, but they're always all over the internet posting pictures of them drinking. You always see them hammered. All right, you don't know your employees. How do you not know it was public? So I don't know what the answer is. Okay? You as an employee deserve protection, and it looks like states are enacting rules where you are protected. Employers are not supposed to know your personal account. They're not supposed to acquire it, post to your own personal things. They're not supposed to hijack these things. All right? They are not supposed to threaten to discharge, discipline, or penalize current employee. What I told people to do is, you know, you have a separate, you know, work account. This is my, kumbaya account. I love employers, okay? Because, again, there's statutes saying you're not, you know, employers are not allowed. But if you think there's going to be some sort of a hierarchy now in the office because the employer is BFFs with guy in cubicle 2 and not you, you know, we talked about that because one of my listeners had talked about how, you know, they could feel it in the office setting. They're not supposed to. And now it looks like they may actually have a legitimate court case. But, you know, they wanted privacy. And so we talked about, well, then maybe have your work account. You know, like I have like a Dr. Dahlia show page. Everybody could be on that type of thing. Sometimes for employers, that doesn't seem to work. But, all right, for you as an employer, okay, if you do have to, you know, double check and make sure your confidential information is not out there. They say here, according to Biz Journals, there's some advice given to employers on what to do in terms of that. Okay, so one is you need to make sure you need to protect your company's confidential information. They say companies should ensure that their social media policies protect against the illegitimate disclosure of trade secret or proprietary business or financial information. So, for example, if Apple is working on an iPhone 78, and the employees are posting on that, all right? You know, there should be a policy. But they say consider creating a policy that clearly defines who owns the rights to an employee's social media account if that account is used for business-related purposes. I don't know what an employer does. I don't know how Apple handles it. I'd love to know if any of you guys work for Apple or any company at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, what do they do? I mean, do they tell you, look, if we find out, you're fired? You know, I mean, my guess is it's something like that. But then how are they monitoring? All right? Do not ask for usernames or passwords. There are 15 states that have passed laws that prohibit employers from asking job applicants or employees for information, such as usernames or passwords. Now, if it is your off, like the Dr. Dahlia show's social media, if that's the case, then, yeah. I mean, if somebody is posting for that, of course, I'm allowed to look. It's my Twitter. It's my Facebook. But you can't ask for their personal. All right? And then use caution when reviewing social media in the hiring process. Okay? What a lot of employers do is they like to look you up. Okay? Is your resume full of a bunch of baloney? Or is it really you? So, like, they'll Google Dr. Dahlia, right? Really? Was Dr. Dahlia really, you know, on Pawn Stars? Did she really write that article? You could Google it. But keep in mind, that drunk picture can come up. So get rid of all your drunk pictures. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All right, guys, hold on. I gotta wet my whistle. Hold on. All right, man, I'm eating a salad for breakfast. Aren't you guys proud of me? I know. I'm doing the whole vegetarian thing. I was watching, MasterChef yesterday. Was it yesterday? Where the vegetarian was trying to cook a bunch of cowboys. You guys ever watch MasterChef? Okay, MasterChef is a show where you got Chef Ramsay, and he doesn't curse like he does on Hell's Kitchen. Okay, probably because, you know, after a while, you know, parents were like, look, you know, my kids watch this. I let my kids watch Hell's Kitchen. I remember they're going, oh, my gosh, Mom, oh, I hope I never have to work for somebody like that. And I'm like, man, he is nothing. I would love to work for him. He was a piece of cake considering what I've, you know, who I've had to work with. That's nothing. You know, trust me. You know, Chef Ramsay's kind of, you know, good looking, and I'd love him to just sit there and, you know, rip me a new one, and, you know, I'd be like, yes, chef. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be fun. One day I want to do that. I'll cook for him. What? Frosted flake chicken? You're supposed to cook a spaghetti lobster? And it's raw. I'd love it. All right. But anyway, so I guess MasterChef, you had a vegetarian cooking, had heading one team, the other one heading another team, and it was for a bunch of cowboys. And then you had a lot of women there, too, you know, cowgirls. And, you know, the cowboys are on their hats and their jeans. I was very excited about that particular episode myself because I really love cowboys. That thing for cowboys and cops and firefighters and military. I don't know who I don't have a thing for, but anyway. So I was, you know, and she was trying to make them like a cooked zucchini. And some truffle something, I don't know. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you know, I know I like meat. So I am eating a vegetarian breakfast, which is a spring salad with those little baby like mandarin oranges, and it's actually really, really yummy. Yummy stuff. Okay, so yeah, but I get thirsty. Okay, are we done? Can I move on? By the way, oh my gosh. If you guys ever want to poop really, really good, the reason why I have this salad is I went to Claim Jumper and I ate the bread, so I was too full to eat my salad. So I took my salad home, but I had a little bit of salad last night. Oh my gosh, I was able to poop so good. So if you guys ever have a problem pooping, order the citrus. I think it's called the California Citrus Salad at Claim Jumper. And I know Claim Jumper probably doesn't need this shout out, but they really deserve the shout out. You help me poop. Thank you, Claim Jumper. My poop jumped right out and claimed the toilet. And so for those of you guys who are like, gosh, you know, where did Dahlia say to go? You know, to go potty? Claim Jumper. All right, let's move on to more news. A leukemia charity used less than 1% of its funds for patients, according to a claim. New York Attorney General's office filed a lawsuit Monday against the National Children's Leukemia Foundation with the goal of shutting down the organization and recovering funds raised through fraudulent representations. The Brooklyn, New York-based organization claims to be one of the leading groups in the battle against leukemia and cancer in children and adults, according to their Facebook page. And the organization's website, according to Fox News, lists the Make a Dream Come True program as a way to fulfill the wishes of young cancer patients, arranging from family trips, tours, introductions to celebrities, and other requests. You know, kind of like the Make the Wish Foundation. I think that stuff is so cool. But according to this lawsuit, roughly 83% of the nearly $10 million the NCLF raised from 2009 to 2013 was paid to professional fundraisers. Additionally, less than 1%, 57,500, went to direct assistance of leukemia patients. Uh-oh. NCLF founder Zvi Shor was paid nearly $600,000 in salary, plus $612,000 in deferred compensation awards, and more than $100,000 in pension. USA Today reported that Shor, 64 years old, nominally resigned his post 5 years ago after being questioned about a 1999 felony conviction for bank fraud, the court petition stated. The petition also stated that the NCLF transferred $655,000 to a shell organization run by his sister, allegedly for research purposes. They say nothing is more shameful than, quote-unquote, pocketing millions of dollars donated by good-hearted people who just wanted to help children affected with terminal illness, according to Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, New York Attorney General. You see, this is very, very interesting. Okay, I told you guys about this years ago. There was a charity that, I don't want to go into too many details because I don't want to, you know, publicly, I guess, criticize them without having, you know, proof, okay? Because I got to be very, very careful with any accusation. But it was a charity that had asked for funds, and I was very, very poor at the time. That was my living on $6 a week days. And I scraped together $25 to give to them. They were very appreciative of that $25. Well, one of the reps, fundraising reps, came to visit me and my group at the time. I ran a student group and had said, look, and I'm like, gosh, you're back again? Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a work trip, but I got to, you know, sneak and visit, you know, my dad in Phoenix while I'm going around and, fundraising. Now, even though, yes, he was working to fundraise, okay, he was there, etc., I remember getting mad, and you're allowed to, I mean, technically you're allowed to do this. I mean, if you're on a business trip, right, and you've worked all day and it's nighttime, you know, you can go ahead and, you know, visit, you know, your family. That's allowed. But I remember that early on being so upset that my $25 was just a drop in the bucket of you know, what has to be paid for him to go around and fundraise. And I would have almost liked to just hand that $25 over to a person. See what I mean? And so when I see all these neighborhoods and all these, people grouped together, you know, to collect supplies and collect canned food, etc., I really love some of those charities the best. You know, one of the reasons why I started Nevada Blood Donation Day, and I want to start working with all states to come up with a blood donation day, is, you know, hospitals need blood. All right? And you know, even though, yes, Red Cross, United Blood Services needs money, if you're ever afraid to give money to a charity because you don't know where the money is going to, is it going to a salary, is it going to a pension, well, when you donate blood, and still, you can donate blood anytime you want to United Blood Services or American Red Cross, you're donating blood. You don't have to worry about some guy taking that blood and turning it into a Ferrari. Now, mind you, I am in the slow process of starting my own foundation, a Dr. Dahlia Foundation for Kids. And one of the reasons why it's slow is I didn't realize how much money it costs. I'm already $1,000 in, and I haven't even finished filing the initial paperwork. And I had no idea. All right? You know, you don't just have volunteers. Like, you're going to have to hire a secretary. You're going to have to hire somebody to do the books. You're going to have to get fundraising, a lot of times use money out of your own pocket to make posters, to make commercials. So I understand foundations have operating costs. I thought federal law says your operating costs can't take more than 33% of what you take in. Again, I don't know the exact amount. But you see something like this, if this is true, where only 1%, all right, they're claiming, went to actual patients. It makes you want to stop and say, well, to heck with this, all right? You know, one of the things we're doing in Las Vegas, which I recommend everybody do as the school year starts, is a school supply drive. For kids and teachers that, you know, teachers a lot of times have to, you know, buy school supplies for the classrooms. We're collecting school supplies. So these school supplies get to the teachers. Nobody has to worry about somebody taking the money and buying a car with it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.